Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hi everybody. And welcome to our Zora call. Today is October the 9th, 2021. And I apologize for that brief silence. And we are so happy to have all of us come together again on this gorgeous and wonderful day. So with that, I know that Zoraya is on the other line, and I know that she would like to say hi to everybody. Zoraya?
Hello.
Well, that doesn't sound very jubilant.
Well, I'm doing something over
there. You're doing something? Okay. All right. So did you want to say anything more about what you're going to be talking about today or how you're doing?
I'm doing fine.
See? Okay. And so what are you going to be sharing with us shortly?
Well, shortly I'm going to be reading the missing diary flight log of Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd and his flight log base camp Arctic February 19, 1947. Mm-hmm. This is a flight, a momentous flight that he took back in 1947. So
yes.
I'm going to be
yes.
reading the actual flight log. For that,
okay.
For what happened on
Beautiful.
That flight.
Yeah. And maybe you'll explain a little bit about Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd as well, because I know we have a number of new people that are online, people that are coming to.
Admiral Richard E. Byrd was an Arctic explorer, and he made several flights. He took a flight to Antarctica and several down there and a couple in the north as well. But this particular one is one that is, it's in a lot of controversy, but when I was at Area 51, I read the original, not a copy, but the original. And so I'll be correcting some of the wording in this treaty that I'm going to read. So because I read the actual diary itself, the actual flight log, not ones that were produced after, you know, that are out there floating around the internet.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. So we shall talk with you later. And all right, so for today, I just wanted to, let's go ahead and get started with our invocation. Our theme for today, and Zora put it very bluntly, in his message to everyone, to the world, is to wake up. And guess what? People are already waking up, which is amazing. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a short while. So our invocation, our theme for today is basically to be resolved in understanding and knowing that we each and together and collectively, we are the fire to be able to take out the dark. And now we're going to be able to do that also within. And we are in Red October. So we have not seen yet the full amazing process as all of this unfolds in order for all of us to realize and know and feel that once this is over, we will have a magnificent world filled with peace, filled with cooperation and joy and abundance, including our RV, our prosperity for the world. All right, so everyone go ahead and sit down wherever you are. Begin to just take a few deep breaths. Let's do this together again. I hope that you can find the time daily. Please do so at least for you know, 15 minutes, even 10 minutes of the day to just go within. Because as we know, we are spiritual beings. We realize this more and more when we separate ourselves from what we see around us that is mired in negativity. All right, so as we sit here, let's take a few deep breaths together. Breathing in through your nostril, filling yourself up with beautiful golden white sparkles of light coming directly from the heavens, either from Source, Prime Creator, all of our heavenly beings that are always with us, and bringing that forth, fill your body, get in touch with who we are. We are fifth dimensional beings and greater of love and light. So deep breath in through your nose on the count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold. Feel it. Exhale out through your mouth, letting go of all stale air, carbon dioxide, all negativity, and then breathing in through your nose. Hold. Bring in beautiful, beautiful love and light, protection through your head and neck, down your shoulders to your fingertips, down your back, through the front, chest, abdomen, reproductive areas, kidneys, liver, everywhere else, down your hips, all the way down to your toes. Let's do it again. Breathing in through your nose. Deep breath in, hold, and release, let go. Relax your entire body. Just tell it to relax. Relax. Feel your body begin to tingle. Feel your body feeling the spirit within you glow all the way out to your toes. And one last time, breathing in. Hold. Beautiful sparkle, full fifth dimensional beings of love, of light, of peace, and joy. Through the head, down the neck, relaxing the shoulders, the arms, the fingers, the back, the front, the hips, the thighs, all the way down, relaxing the knees as well, feet, ankles, toes, and out the toes, and send all the beautiful, gorgeous, loving light that you are into inner and hollow earth, so that they also can send back to you this gorgeous and beautiful, magnificent light coming from them. Beautiful vibrational frequencies of love. Okay, here we go. We are our I Am Presence, and we breathe love and light into our heart mind centers. We are the great temples of love and light for our world, for our solar system, for the universe, as we connect with all of those parts of our universe with ourselves. We call forth the full power of the great violet flame given to us by Saint Germain. As we all know, that Saint Germain now is playing such a key part in our transformation and evolution to who we are becoming or who we are. So we call forth the violet flame and let it start within your heart. Feel that fire, that drive that's within. And it always begins with us, the spirits and the humans that we are, to be able to transmute and transform, and to forgive ourselves and others of the causes, core, affects, sorry about that, everybody. Zaria, if you will, could you put yourself on mute, please? Okay. So letting go all of the core effects, records, and memories of every single thought, word, and action we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension known or unknown that reflects, continuing to reflect within ourselves and within others that we see around us. Things such as poverty consciousness, victimhood, and separation. We see that so much now as the beings of the awakened beings of love and light that we are, the powerlessness that's out there, low vitality and suffering, ill health, disease, misuse of male or female energy, misuse of power, rampant self-hatred and shame, belief in not being good enough, belief in being bad, and there's great fear and rage still, blame and more hatred, negative judgment, lots of limitations of any kind that's out there and that's within us. So we let go of all of this. So with great love and forgiveness is our intention. We blaze the violet flame. So close your eyes, hopefully that they're closed, and you're sending that violet flame to every part of ourselves, every part of every particle, subatomic particle of who we are, that have that energy, that have our energy on it. And that is anything that is less than the infinite perfection of who we are as goddesses and as gods. So we trust our goddesses and our god selves to transmute and transform every speck of our very being into the very highest, purest love and light and abundance that we are. So we ask our I Am Presence at this time to fill our space with the beautiful golden, white, pink, magenta light of sources, prime creators, mother, father, gods, all of the beautiful, beautiful galactic families, as well as other higher realms of love and light beings that are out in the universes, in our universe, galaxy, etc. That we fill ourselves with all that is there for us, for the taking. That we may have abundant love and light and health and peace now. In the name of our God, Goddess, and God selves, we accept this as fully accomplished, and we absolutely know this. Breathing in the light, breathing in the love, all divine, all amazingly magical and magnificent. These are who we are. And we know it. And lastly, let's go ahead and do our cue intention. And we're just going to go with source. I command prime creator source to bring forth great, magnificent love and peace, harmony, clarity, and abundance to humanity, to Terra Christa, now. I command Prime Creator Source to bring us, to bring Terra Christa, humanity, all that is alive, love and peace and joy and harmony now to our world. And lastly, I command Prime Creator Source to bring forth great peace and joy and love, great abundance and peace to all our world, Terra Christa, and humanity now. And we know it. 10, 9, breathe in, out. 8, breathing in and out. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Beautiful, everyone. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. So now let's go ahead, take a few deep breaths. We are full fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional, whatever we are there and we are ready for our show. And thank you, everyone, for being here together with us. All right, Soraya, you can go ahead and take over. You can unmute yourself, please.
Okay.
Okay, well, we can't wait.
So how's everything going on?
Everything is great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question, Zareya, is what inspired you to bring this information out now regarding Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd?
My father said it was time to bring it out.
Okay.
And when my father says it's time to bring it out, then I have no choice but to bring it out. So, okay, I'm going to read it right off the computer because it was so tiny and on the pages I printed out. But I found the actual thing here on the computer. But I will be making some corrections in it because I read the original diary, a flight log at Area 51. So I will be correcting the mistakes that are here. Okay. Admiral Richard E. Byrd, diary, February 1947, the exploration flight over the North Pole, the inner Earth, my secret diary. I must write this diary in secrecy and obscurity. It concerns my Arctic flight of the 19th day of February in the year 1947. There comes a time when the rationality of men must fade into insignificance, and one must accept the inevitability of the truth. I am not at liberty to disclose the following documentation at this writing. Perhaps it shall never see the light of day, but I must do my duty and record here all for all to read one day in a world of greed, where in a world of greed and exploitation, and certain of mankind can no longer suppress what is truth. Flight log, base camp, Arctic 2nd, 1947. 600 hours, all preparations are complete for our flight northward, and the airborne with fuel, full fuel tanks at 16:10 hours. 06:20 hours. Fuel mixture on starboard engine seems too rich. Adjust made the Pratt Whitney's are running smoothly now. 07:30. Where's my cursor? Lost my cursor here. All right. 07:30 hours. Radio check with base camp. All is well. Radio reception is normal. 07:40 hours. Slight oil leak in starboard engine. Oil pressure indicator seems normal, however. 08:00 hours. Slight turbulence noted from the easterly direction, altitude 2,321 feet. Correction to 1,700 feet, no longer turbulence. The tailwind increases, slight adjustment in throttle controls. Aircraft performing very well now. 08:15 hours. Radio check with base camp, situation normal. 08:30 hours. Turbulence encountered again. Increased altitude of 2,900 feet. Smooth flight conditions again. 09:10. Vast ice and snow below. Note coloration of yellowish nature and disperse in a linear pattern. Altering course to better examination of this color pattern below. Note reddish and purple also. Circle this area 2 full turns and return to assigned heading. Position check made with base camp to relay information concerning coloration and the ice and snow below. 09:10 hours. Both magnetic and gyro compasses begin to gyrate and wobble. We are unable to hold our heading by instrumentation. Tape bearing with sun compass. All seems well. The controls are seemingly slow to respond and have a sluggish quality, but there is no indication of icing. 09:15 hours. In the distance is what appears to be mountains. 09:49 hours, 29 minutes elapsed time from time first sighting of the mountains. It is no illusion. They are mountains consisting of a small range that I have never seen before. 09:55 hours, altitude change to 2,950 feet, encountering strong turbulence again. 10:00 hours, we are crossing over the small mountain range and still proceeding northward as best can be as best ascertained from the sun compass. Beyond the mountain range is what appears to be a valley with a small river and stream running through the center portion. There should be no green valley below. Something is definitely wrong and abnormal here. We should be over ice and snow. To the port side are great mountains growing on forests, growing on the mountain slopes. Our navigation instruments are still spinning. The gyroscope is oscillating back and forth. 10:05 hours. I alter altitude to 1,400 feet and execute a sharp left turn to better examine the valley below. It is green with either a moss or a tight knit grass. The light seems different here. I cannot see the moon anymore. We make another left turn and we spot what seems to be a large animal of some kind below us. It appears to be an elephant. No, it looks more like a mammoth. This is incredible. Yet there it is. Decrease altitude to 1,000 feet. Take a bet to binoculars to better examine the animal. It is confirmed. It is definitely a mammoth-like animal. Report this to base camp. 10:30 hours. and encountering more rolling hills. Now, the external temperature indicator reads 74 degrees Fahrenheit, continuing our heading north. Our navigation instruments seem normal now. I'm puzzled over their actions. Attempt to contact base camp. Radio is not functioning. 11:30 hours. Countryside below is more level and more normal now, if I can use that word. Ahead, we spot what seems to be a city. This is impossible. Aircraft seems light and oddly buoyant. The controls refuse to respond. My God, off to our port and starboard wings are strange aircraft. They are closing rapidly alongside. They are dish-shaped and have a radiant quality to them. They are close now to see the markings on them. It is a type of backward swastika, which is a backward swastika is a sign of peace, not Nazi. This is fantastic. Where are we? What has happened? I tug at the controls again. They refuse to respond. We are caught in an invisible vice grip of some type. 11:30 hours. Our radio crackles. A voice comes through in English, perhaps a slight Nordic or dramatic accent. The message is, welcome, Admiral, to our domain. We shall land you in exactly 7 minutes. Relax, Admiral. You are in good hands. I note the engines of our plane have stopped running. The aircraft is under some strange control and is now turning itself. The controls are useless. 11:40 hours, another radio message received. We begin the landing process now, and in moments, the plane shudders slightly and begins to descend, as though caught in some great unseen elevator. The downward motion is negligible, and we touch down with only a slight jolt. 11:40 hours, I'm making a hasty last entry in the flight log. Several men are approaching on foot outside the aircraft. They are tall, with blonde hair. In the distance is a large shimmering city, pulsating with rainbow hues of color. I do not know what is going to happen now, but I see no signs of weapons on those approaching. I hear a voice ordering me to, by name, to open the cargo door. I comply. In log. Now, the next part of it. From this point, I write all the following events from memory. It defies the imagination and would seem all but madness if it had not actually happened. The radio man and I are taken from the aircraft and we are received in a most cordial manner. We were then boarded on a small platform conveyance with no wheels. It moves toward the glowing city around 6 feet above the ground with a great swiftness. As we approach, the city seems to be made of a crystal material. Soon we arrive at a large building that is a type I have never seen before. It appears to be out of the design board of Frank Lloyd Wright, or perhaps more correctly, Buck Rogers setting. We are given some type of warm beverage, which was tasted like nothing I've ever tasted before. It was delicious. After about 10 minutes, the two of our wondrous appearing hosts came to our quarters and announced that I am to accompany them. I have no choice but to comply. My radio man behind me, I leave my radio man behind me and we walk a short distance and enter into what seems to be an elevator. We descend downward for some moments. The machine stops and the door lifts silently upward. We then enter proceed down a long hallway that is lit by a rose-colored light which seems to be emanating from the very walls themselves. One of the beings motions for me to stop before a great door. Over the door is an inscription I cannot read. The great door slides noiselessly open, and I am beckoned to enter. One of my hosts speaks, "Have no fear, Admiral. You are to have an audience with the council." I step inside and my eyes adjust to the beautiful coloration what seemed to be filling the room completely. Then I begin to see my surroundings. What greeted my eyes was the most beautiful sight of my entire existence. It is, in fact, too beautiful to describe. It is exquisite and delicate. I do not think there exists a human term that can describe in any detail with justice. My thoughts are interrupted in a cordial manner by a warm, rich voice of melodious quality. I bid you welcome to our domain, Admiral. I see a man with delicate features and with an etching of years upon his face. And I find myself looking up to him as he is quite large and tall. He is seated at a long table. He motions me to sit down in one of the chairs of which I had to climb up on. After I am seated, he places his fingertips together and smiles. He speaks softly again and conveys the following. We have let you enter here because you are of noble character and well-known on the surface world, Admiral. Surface world? I half gasp under my breath. Yes, the council member replies with a smile. You are in the domain of the Ariani, the inner world of your Earth. We shall not delay you long on your mission, and you will be safely escorted back to the surface and for some distance beyond. But now, Admiral, I shall tell you why you have been summoned here. Our interest rightly begins just after your race exploded the first atomic bombs over Nagasaki and Hiroshima, Japan. It was at alarming time that we sent our flying machines, the Flugrads, to your surface world to investigate what your race had done. That is, of course, past history now, my dear Admiral, but I must continue on. You see, we have never interfered before in your race's wars and barbarity, but now we must, for you have learned to tamper with a certain power that is not meant for man, namely the atomic energy. Our emissaries have already delivered messages to the powers of your world, but yet they do not heed. Now you have been chosen to be a witness here that our world exists, does exist. You see, our culture and science is many thousands of years beyond your race, Admiral. I interrupted. But what does this have to do with me, sir? The council member's eyes seemed to penetrate deeply into my mind, and after studying me for a few moments, he replied, "Your race has now reached a point of no return, for there are those among you who would destroy your very world rather than relinquish the power as they know it." I nodded, and the council continued. In 1945 and afterward, we tried to contact your race, but our efforts were met with hostility. Our saucers were fired upon, even pursued with malice and animosity by your fighter planes. So now I say to you, Admiral, soon there will be a great storm gathering in your world, black fury that will not spend itself for many years. There will be no answer in your arms, and there will be no safety in your science. It may rage until every flower of your culture is trampled, and all human things are leveled in vast chaos. Your recent war was only a prelude to what is yet to come for your race. We are here. We here see it more clearly. And each hour, do you say I'm mistaken? He says, no, I answered. It happened once before, and the Dark Ages came and they lasted for more than 500 years. Yes, my son, replied the council. The Dark Ages that will come now for your race will cover the earth like a pail. But beyond that, I believe some of your race will live through the storm. Beyond that, I cannot say. We see a great distance, a new world stirring from the ruins of your race, seeking its lost and legendary treasures. And they will be here, my son, safe in our keeping. When that time arrives, we shall come forward again to help revive your culture. And your race. Perhaps by then you will have learned the futility of war and its strife. And after that time, certain of your culture and science will be returned for your race to begin anew. You, my son, are to return to the surface world with this message. With these words, our meeting seemed to be at an end. I stood for a moment as in a dream, but yet I knew this was reality. And for a strange reason, I bowed slightly, either out of respect or humility. I do not know which. Suddenly, I was again aware of the two beautiful hosts who had brought me here were again at my side. This way, Admiral, they motioned. Suddenly, I was again aware as I turned once more before leaving and looked toward the council. A gentle smile was etched on his delicate and ancient face. Farewell, my son, he spoke, and then he gestured with a loving hand, slender hand, a motion of peace, and our meeting was truly ended. Quickly, we walked back through the great door of the council chamber and once again entered into the elevator. The door slid silently downward, and we were once again going upward. One of my hosts spoke again. We must now make haste, Admiral, as the council desires to delay you no longer on your scheduled timetable, and you must return with this message to your race. I said nothing. All of this was almost beyond belief. I was once again interrupted. My thoughts were interrupted as we stopped. I entered the room. Again, I was with my radio man. He had an anxious look on his face. I approached and said, it's all right, Howie. It's all right. The two beings motioned us toward the awaiting conveyance. We boarded and soon arrived back at the aircraft. The engines were already running, and we boarded immediately. The whole atmosphere seemed charged with a certain air of urgency. After the cargo door was closed, aircraft was lifted to an altitude of 2,700 feet. Two of the aircraft were alongside for some distance, guiding us on our return way. I state here, the airspeed indicator registered no reading, yet we were moving along at a very rapid rate. 2:15 hours, a radio message comes through. We are leaving you now, Admiral. Your controls are free. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye. We watched The aircraft suddenly felt as though caught in a sharp downdraft. For a moment, we quickly recovered her control. We do not speak. Each man has their own thoughts. 2:20 hours, we were again over vast areas of ice and snow, approximately 27 minutes from base camp. We radio them, they respond, report all conditions normal. Normal, base camp expresses relief of our reestablished contact. 300 hours, we land smoothly at base camp. I have a mission. In-flight entries. March 11, 1947. I have just attended a staff meeting at the Pentagon. I have stated fully my discovery and the message from the council. All is duly recorded. The President Truman has been advised. I am now detained for several hours, 6 hours, 39 minutes, to be exact. I am interviewed intently by top security forces and a medical team. It was an ordeal. I am placed under strict control via the national security provisions of the United States of America. I am ordered to remain silent in regard to all I have learned and on behalf of humanity. Incredible. I'm reminded that I am a military man. I must obey orders. Final entry. These last few years elapsed since 1947. Have not been kind. I now make my final entry in this singular diary. In closing, I must state that I have faithfully kept this matter secret as directed all these years. It has been completely against my values of moral right. Now I seem to sense a long night coming and on, and this secret will not die with me. But as all truth shall, it will triumph, and so it shall. This can be the only hope for mankind. I have seen the truth, and it has quickened my spirit and set me free. I have done my duty toward the monstrous military-industrial complex. Now the long night begins to approach, but there shall be no end. Just as the long night ends and the Arctic ends, the brilliant sunshine of light and truth shall come again, and those who are of darkness shall fall in its light. For I have seen the land beyond the pole, the center of the great unknown. Admiral Richard E. Byrd, United States Navy, 24 December 1956. Understand, Admiral Byrd did not die. He took a skeleton crew and flew to the North Pole opening and was greeted by the Hollow Earthians, and he is now residing there right now, and he is living and having a wonderful time.
Beautiful ending. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was absolutely beautiful. It was a beautiful treatise in regards to Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd. Brave soul.
And of course, another note I must state, when he entered the council chamber, there was all the council members were there, but they weren't talking. Only the lead council member was talking. Mm-hmm. But at that moment, I was sitting next to my father, and we were listening to Admiral Byrd and the council, the head council member. So gives you an idea on how old I really am.
Very good. Well, we certainly are very honored and privileged that you are here along with your dad to be here during our time of coming together and awaiting that merging, the emergence of the Hollow Earthians as well as the Talosians to come to the surface soon. So this is that time that he was already talking about when the lives are going to be lost, and that there will be a time when all of the new energies, advanced energies, are going to be coming to the fore, and that they, too, will be coming to greet all of us in unison as the community of beings that we are, with and connection with our hollow earth and inner earth families. So I appreciate that. I'm sure that there will be people that will have questions in regards to what you have just discussed during our call. We are waiting for, I will be bringing in Ron Spence, everyone, is going to be our next speaker, and he will be with us here shortly. And many of you already do utilize the limbic arc technology, which he will explain. Many of you don't know about it either. It's been quite a while since we've had Ron on our call. But prior to that, I probably have like about, let me see. I'm going to take a look at my clock here. I have a few minutes. And since Dr. Tom is not available today, we'll give him a little bit of a break. I do have some information in regards to what is happening now. There are a few people that I want to say thank you to for continuing, because we can't listen to all of the news, right, to be able to give you all of the news. So I want to thank Holistic Advisor. I want to also thank Bonnie Peace to come to the foreground here to send us information so that we could be advised in terms of what is out there. And they're very incredible people, wonderful light beings of light. And I want to thank them personally for myself and for Zoraya and for Zora. Also, we do have a lot of other people as well. Richard is another one who also brings forth a lot of information. One of these days, we'll be able to hear from him. And then we'll also have Dr. Tom and Shelton. So Shelton has been really quiet, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the latest intel. And this came in today. So this is just to give you information about where we are. It comes from Wolverine, latest intel. Some of you already know of him and his information. So here we go. And it says, I'm going to be as honest with you as I can. First is, we're being instructed to be quiet, so that's why we don't hear a whole lot. As quiet as too many times we mention dates, something wrong happens as they have caught these criminals appearing and then trying to steal money. And so then, of course, everything gets, postponed. The RV is definitely happening. And we're looking at 10,000 times. It's happening. Not just 100% that it's absolutely credible. It's 10,000 times this month, but not tomorrow or the following day. The German bonds will get released on early next week, and then the Dragon bonds will follow. And then the 4B, that's us, T4B group, and it's all happening this month. Zim, and of course, I want to also let you know that Q had a post, and he said 11/11/2021. That is our biggest day. So look forward to that. All right, going on with Wolverine. Zim holders will have to wait, but it's happening, and to have patience, not patience like people. We're talking about patience, like really being patient, waiting part. The people that are in Zurich are having direct meetings with source like HSBC, UTS, the biggest paymasters in Europe. Super whales have had meetings with the Chinese elders, and more closer contacts you cannot get. These people did not fly all the way to Zurich for a cup of coffee, as it costs money to fly over there and paying hotels and food. Gurus, as they do not have direct access to the source, as they fish for intel, and some of these people get it from a third party. The people in Zurich have been shown how the QFS is going to work and will have a code by next week, and they'll let us know when that happens. In relation to Dubai 1 and 2, they are going to talk to so-and-so to confirm what is the case with that. Now, I just want to let you know to have faith and be patient, as this is definitely happening. Keep your vibrations high. This is a military operation, which we know, and there is a war going on, which we cannot see. Well, we are in the thick of it. So, anyways, that's a Wolverine, and that is our update. So very, very good, excellent information to know that we are continuing to really, really move forward. The next piece of information that I also want to be able to share with everyone is also coming again, this time it's really coming from Juan O'Sullivan. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this because I think it's important for people to really understand what is really happening. Hold on a second. Let me just go ahead and pull this up. He doesn't want me to do that, right? Let's try that one more time. Very interesting, right? Okay, here we go. All right, so this is Juan O'Sullivan. A lot of you also know in regards to who this person is. He acts as one of the speakers for Q, and this is what he's saying as of today. Red everywhere. We're talking about Red October. Cargo ships, the bunny jet, that's the bunny jet, is Hugh Hefner's jet. Marilyn Monroe, news, bulletins coming. This is all coming from CAT, K-A-T. Operations Disclosure Official. Anyway, so goes on to say, and I don't know why I can't pull this all up. This is so interesting. Hold on one second, everybody. Just hang in there for a minute. Okay, here we go. That is so weird. Okay, let me go ahead and pull this. I'm going to get rid of this first. If I can use this one. This doesn't want to, it doesn't want me to pull this up. Let me get rid of some of this stuff. If we could do it this way. All right. Let me go to a different... to a different section here where I actually had gotten this information. And so I'll be able to just kind of go through this. Here we go. Yep, I don't think that's it either. Oh, wow. Okay, so what I can say is that he actually is addressing what is happening right now in America across the globe. I will probably go ahead and talk more about that prior to our call with Zora, just so you have an understanding of what's really going on during this Red October, and I think that's really good for everyone to understand. In the meantime, let's go ahead now and bring our very, very special guest, and that is Ron Spence. And I'll go ahead and also give a little bit of an intro when we bring him on. All right, here we go, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. Hello. Ron, yeah. Spence?
Hi. Yeah, how are you doing?
We're good, Ron. This is Jane and Billy, and welcome again to our Blog Talk Radio show with you. Thank you so much for being available to talk more about yourself as well as your involvement with Limbic Arc and about Limbic Arc. I know that there have been so many great improvements and new boosts and et cetera, et cetera. And so we are ready for all that information. But before I let you have let loose and have you take over. I'd like to just give a very short introduction about who you are, and then maybe please go ahead and fill us more on your background, if you will. So for everyone, because I know there are probably a ton of people that are very new to understanding what Limbic Arc is all about. So Ron Spence, everyone, is our master affiliate. He has been, he's like a research scientist. He's been doing this for many years. He's also been executive consultant. He's gotten executive consulting services. He's been in product marketing, product management, et cetera. He's a teacher. He's an advisor. He is just a wonderful soul. He knows all about understanding what, how frequency works, how vibrational, how vibrations work. He is like, he's like one of our master experts in this area. So I think with that, Ron, and he was the first one also that introduced us to Limbic Arc. We want to say thank you so much for being here on our call. So please tell us more a little bit about who you are, your connection with Dr. Vaughn Cook, and Limbic Arc. So take it away, Ron. Thank you so much.
You bet, Jane. Thank you for inviting me. I love to share the information about this technology. It's absolutely amazing. And what's going to be happening here by the end of the month is just going to be just the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I've been relatively successful my entire life. I've had executive positions in running big companies. I've been a CEO of a major electronics company that everybody knows out there. Along the way, I got sick, and it was when I was early, younger, and for over a decade, I was under the tutelage of, this before I knew anything, under the tutelage of Western medicine, and I just got worse and worse. And finally, one day, I decided, you know, this isn't working. I got to do something else. And I met a young lady. She actually was, we were helping her celebrate her 106th birthday. And she was a naturopathic doctor, just as sharp as a tack. And she took me under her wing and she started giving me advice of what I needed to do. And it wasn't too long after that, 3-4 months, I was able to restore my health. And from that, it changed my life in terms of what I wanted to do, direction. And, you know, most of my training and education has been engineering and business. And I moved into another direction, health and nutrition. And in that, I've been fortunate that, you know, economically, I was able to spend many hours a day just doing research on the amazing products that live out on the planet, out there, botanicals and such, that heal the body historically and be able to use those and teach others the benefits of those. And over the years, I've done that. And then about 20 years ago, I came in touch. I was introduced to this gentleman by the name of Dr. Vaughn Cook, and he had a company called Zyto, and I was actually helping him on a project associated with Zyto. But before that, I learned, actually a few years ago, that he and I trained under a physicist before there was Zyto. Now, I actually worked with this physicist, and Dr. Vaughn Cook did too, and we didn't even know about each other. We worked with this gentleman, he's brilliant, and on portions of the technology that we have today, where it came from, and Dr. Cook enhanced that. And so about 3 years ago, Dr. Cook, he and I got back together and had lunch, and he says, you know, Ron, I want to take this technology that I have through Zyto. That's very expensive. It's sold to healthcare practitioners all around the world, and but he says it's expensive, and only practitioners can afford it. So what he wanted to do is go ahead and say, listen, I want to make something that every person in the street can use and get tremendous benefit from. And of course, that was the birth of Limbic Arc. And I'll describe why the name was chosen here in a minute. But anyways, he provided a lot of the technology from Zyto in this inexpensive version that every person can use. And it basically is an amazing, I mean, I was actually trained for this. All my education and training was utilized in this because I've been trained in, of course, health and nutrition biochemistry for 40 years now, doing research and understand, and it's a component of it. The other part is how the conscious mind interface is the subconscious, which is very, very powerful. And that's a very strong component of that. And I've trained and certified as a hypnotherapist. And then my passion has been studying quantum physics. You know, people don't realize that humans only experience 5% of the electromagnetic spectrum. That means that 95% or 20 times our reality we don't experience, but it's still reality. It's, you know, if we had the tools, if we had different human DNA and senses, we could actually interface and understand what's going on in that rest of the reality. And that's where the quantum world lives partly, and other things as well. And what I discovered is that energy, everything in our entire world, our universe, is made of energy. Actually, it's comprised of the building blocks. When you rip everything down, there's nothing there. It's all energy, and it contains information. But the building blocks of all energy happens to be light and sound, light and vibration. And what I learned, and dots that I had connected, doing a lot of research over the years, I discovered that, and I didn't, you know, when I read all these scientific journals and studies, these are dots I connected. No one actually came to this conclusion, and I didn't understand why until later. I discovered that I met a doctor here less than 2 years ago. His name is Dr. Bruce Lipton. Everybody, if you search the internet, you'll find him. He does brilliant research and discussions on the internet. I happened to meet him. And he came to the same conclusion I did. I don't know who did that first. But nevertheless, here's what it is. Here's how our reality is set up. And it lives in this part of the reality that we don't interface with well. We don't have the tools to do that. And that is the quantum world is made up of these laws. These laws, they're like our physical laws, like gravity is here, okay, in this reality. These laws that were created probably by the creator, in fact, had to be, and it's designed to create realities. And it takes light, it takes sound, and it creates different fields that become different people's realities. And how this works, it doesn't happen on its own. It has to take instructions and directions from intelligence. Well, intelligence, what we know of intelligence, is our conscious activity and our subconscious activity. And further research discovered that it's the subconscious activity is where most of the instructions come from. The blueprints are created. It's sent to the quantum world, to this place where these laws live. And the laws have to obey that intelligent input. And so if you are emoting, okay, consciously or subconsciously, and most of this comes from subconscious, because what happens are when we have a conscious side of us, we have a subconscious side of us. The subconscious side of us is very powerful. It's all, we're amazing beings. We have this amazing intelligence. We're all knowing. And we've been placed into a human avatar. A human avatar is very limited. The intelligence attached to the human body is really our brain. That's our consciousness. And it's, even though it's pretty smart, it's not even, the subconscious innate intelligence is like a million times stronger and more powerful. It's all knowing. It knows everything. Well, and so what happens is that the intelligence of our subconscious actually sends instructions to the quantum world. The quantum world looks at that and says, okay, this intelligence wants to create this. And we do it by our thoughts. We unknowingly do that. And this reality is created, and the creation of that reality comes our way, and it becomes our reality. So if you are emoting bad things, okay, you're going to have a reality that has badness in it. Okay, if you're emoting good things, your reality is going to have good things into it. Now, what makes this really interesting is the fact that we have most of this input comes from our subconscious, what we're not aware of. We actually can inherit this. We have things that are stuck, and this is where Dr. Lipton and I totally agree on. is that we have these programs that are attached. This is energy information that is imprinted in our subconscious, and we discovered it can get there from a number of sources. First of all, it can get there from the standpoint of we can get it through our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, many generations deep. That is baggage, experiences that they've received, and it's passed on down. We get it. How lucky, huh? And then we send that message, that those instructions, to the quantum world, and it creates our reality. Okay. Now, if we have a reality that we don't like and it's not going well, it's probably most likely we have some negative emotional imprinting that's there. Okay, that's sending that. And wouldn't it be cool to find out what that is? Well, you see, in hypnotherapy, we can find that out. We can go into someone's past, in their subconscious, identify what happened, how it got there, even if it happened in this life through a PTSD experience, whether it happened through a past life experience, by the way, and that happens too, or if it happens where generationally we received it from our parents, great-grandparents, and so on and so forth. It's there, and we receive that. We need to find out what that is, because many times our reality comes from that process, most of the time, okay? In fact, leading scientists now are saying that every single illness and disease that we have comes from imprinted negative energy. Wow, wouldn't you want to know what that is? And by the way, not only does it we can improve our quality of life, and quality of life can be measured by, of course, how healthy we are. If we're prosperous, we have loving relationships. All these things contribute to that. Well, Dr. Cook has been working on this for a long time, connected a lot of dots. When he shared this with me initially, I was pretty excited because I saw the potential of this, and I saw, since everything is energy, and we trained under the same physicist, since everything is energy, we should be able to capture the very essence of anything. Now, understand, when you go out there and you buy a physical product, buy some vitamin C or some herbs or essential oils or whatever, they're physical, aren't they? Well, they appear to be physical. Our human DNA interprets that energiness, and our senses interpret that also as a physical construct. But at the end of the day, when you break it down to what it's made up of, there's no physicalness there at all. When you get down to the subatomic matter that makes us up, it's all energy. It contains information. There's nothing physical there at all. And it has a unique signature. Why is it unique? Well, it has the unique settings of so many protons, electrons, how fast they move, how far apart they are, their speeds, slants. There's all kind of variables there that make it unique to that signature. In fact, many people think, you know, there's equipment that can actually measure frequency or sound coming from anything. Well, that makes sense. You know why? Because when you reduce anything down to what it's made up of, those energy subatomic components, they're moving really fast. And as they're moving, there's a micro sound wave that is given off that can be measured. That's a unique signature referred to as frequency. Okay. Now, that is a subset of information, though. Frequency is part of information. Okay. And again, frequency has value, but it's the information that's the most valuable. So when your body eats something, and it in a food or a supplement or something like that, what really is happening, it is harvesting the information from the phytochemicals in that, okay? And now historically, and why we have a lot of illness and disease today, our bodies are not receiving or assimilating these nutrients, these phytochemicals, because we found out that all the research is pointing that toxins block this. Now, we don't have time to get into all that, but toxins, at the end of the day, block the microbiome in the body. It disrupts it. It's like almost like an antibiotic. It kills it, okay? And it also blocks the receptors in your cells. So when you have – you could be eating the best food in the world, and if you have toxins in your body, it's not handshaking at cellular level. The phytochemicals don't get there, and therefore – the information is not harvested to come and rebalance your field. That's kind of how this all works, okay? So when Dr. Cook started providing the information energy associated with these botanicals, discovered that things, we saw problems. For example, Someone could be suffering from, let's say, scurvy. Scurvy is a deficiency of vitamin C. Even though the person could be eating plenty of vitamin C, food and supplements, they still have scurvy symptoms. How is that possible? The only way that can happen is because toxins are blocking it. Okay, but when you take the energy information of vitamin C, guess what? The scurvy symptoms go away. We've observed this over and over and over with many different ailments and deficiencies. Now, having said that, Dr. Cook created this in such a way that he it's kind of like a health food store. He started out with botanicals. We identified all the different botanicals, essential oils, enzymes, probiotics, herbs, mushrooms, all these different things that are very healthful that you can go to a health food store and buy, okay? We put them in a virtual library, the energetic form of those, okay? And we discovered that they can't be blocked, okay, in the body by toxins. And so you can go in and select things, a formula in any health food store or anything by themselves and get the benefit of that. And your body responds sometimes for the first time saying, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. In my case, when I first did this, the first time I started doing this, I'm in my 70s. And I've had tinnitus for 8 years, part when this started happening, and in bringing in your head. And I did that, and within 2 hours, which is amazing, okay, it's exceptional, those symptoms that I had for 8 years totally disappeared. Something else happened to me, which is pretty amazing. I've suffered with asthma for 10 years and progressively getting worse every year. And for some reason in the fall it's worse. And Dr. Cook created what is called the voice scan. Now, the voice scan is the ability to you speak into your computer or your phone, and it's analyzed. It analyzes the energy of your voice. It doesn't record your voice. It analyzes the energy in it. And from that, it engages your innate intelligence to personalize and select. It prioritizes and selects items from the virtual library, the things that your body needs the most. And when you start taking those, you start getting amazing results. Now, in my case, when I started doing this, I'm starting realizing that it took about almost 4 months. I was just doing it because I started feeling better. But after, it was about 3.5 months into this, my asthma symptoms, which I've had for 10 years, totally disappeared. And they've been gone for about 2 years. And so those are amazing things that happen. The testimonials that we receive from people around the world are very, very amazing. We could spend all day sharing with you we could invite these people on and have them say these things, but they're pretty amazing. We even have them with dogs. We have, for example, not too long ago, and this happens all the time, a gal from Germany, I was chatting with her, and she says, Ron, we have a feature in our technology for only $10. Okay, that you can set up families and friends, and people said, hey, set up our pets, our dogs. So they did that, and they recorded the barking dog, okay, so that we had that, we captured that voice, okay, in a sense, ran it through the system, and the system came back and said, here's what the dog needs, and it's, supplemental variety of things and minerals and things. And so they start doing that, giving them the energy to the dog, and here's the dog that doesn't walk. This is a 10-year-old German Shepherd, and the German Shepherd could not walk. He had to drag its back legs, okay? And they started doing, after a few weeks of doing this, the German Shepherd for the first time started walking. It's been walking since. Now, dogs don't lie. They can't embellish things. This just plum works. Well, the exciting part of all this, and where I'm going with this, is to help you understand that from day one, all the research that I've been doing, particularly in the last 5 to 10 years, has been pointing to the leading experts in the field are showing that all illness and disease is traced to emotions. Now, most people would not give a lot of credit to that, okay? And years ago, I would have done the same thing, okay? I thought, well, it's everything, you take these botanicals, they have a history. I can see the value in that, but emotions, maybe a little bit. But now I've discovered that emotions are the missing link. They are the things that make this all work, and they're the strongest things that can provide power, healing power. In fact, like it says, all the docs who are doing these studies are saying not 99%, not 80%, 100% of all illness and disease has an underlining negative emotion that's trapped in the body. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine shows that these emotions are trapped in organs. You treat the organs, the emotions are released, okay? Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I can see the value in it, and I can see traditional Chinese medicine making those observations and doing that and have value. But the emotions didn't originate in the organ. It came from the subconscious. That's where Dr. Bruce Lipton and I agree on that, okay? And I know we got that from quantum physics experiments that we've interpreted. So in any event, they're in the subconscious. Now, I know this because I've been trained as a hypnotherapist. I do tons of study in quantum physics. And when you do both of those together, you make a lot of interesting observations. And you can see how this all works. For example, I have been always intrigued by, and this is my science fiction, but it's not science fiction, it's real. I enjoy reading these things. I enjoy reading near-death experiences, okay? I enjoy reading spontaneous remission experiences. And some of these things have commonality variables. And when I start looking at this, I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. Maybe it's because of the training that I have, but I can see exactly how this may work. And I do this because, for example, spontaneous remission, there is an emotional part. In other words, you have a guy who's about ready to die. He's got days to live. And someone gives him something. It could be any product. And he believes that product's going to heal him. And because of the faith that he has in the emotion, the strong emotion, he takes it with the belief it's going to heal his body. And guess what? It's placebo and steroids. It works, and the next day he wakes up, the disease is gone. There's hundreds of cases like this every year, and they're fun to read, okay? Well, when you start analyzing, why wouldn't science start looking at this and analyzing this and trying to duplicate it? Well, when you look at hypnotherapy and how conscious works, how we can implant information in the subconscious, okay, and the subconscious changes. I mean, you have a different reality. Things happen in your life. Things start going better. How many times have you seen on the internet where they sell these programs, subliminal tapes and all these things, and improve your life, attract to your life that are positive? These are actually real, okay? They actually work, but they don't explain why they work. That's where we come into quantum physics. When you connect the dots, you'll find out in quantum physics, it's intelligence, okay, that actually sends instructions to the field. The field creates those fields, and it comes back to the intelligence. It creates you a new reality. And so I'm thinking, that's what's happening, but the missing link here are how strong the emotions are. If the emotions are strong, you know, I look at examples like when I was young, I was raised in a Christian family, read a lot of things, you know, Jesus works and such. And there's certain things that I captured in my mind, okay? Like, for example, when Jesus was creating all these miracles with his disciples, he would tell them, these things you see me do, you shall do, and much greater. I'm thinking, you know, I can see how that can happen with what my knowledge is of how he has the command of intelligence, sending instructions to the field, creating that reality and doing it instantly, where you can walk on water, where you can turn wine, water to wine, where you can heal the sick. He actually can create a new reality because everything's energy. It's like, by the way, so that you know, we are holograms. Our whole existence, including us, well, the scientific evidence shows that everything runs as a holographic mirage, if you will, and we interpret that as a physical construct. So we're caught in this matrix-type game, and it really appears to be what's really happening. Well, you know, the other day, I do Zoom meetings throughout the week to people all around the world, mainly over in Europe. And there's a gentleman who comes on these Zoom meetings. We communicate with him all the time. And he's been a really cool guy. His name's Ron. He's got my name. And he passed away this last week. And it made me feel sad momentarily until I realized what really is happening here. it made me feel sad because all my research, and I, guys, I've done this for 40 years, I see things that we can't even talk about, okay? But I can tell you that there are examples of people. This one I'm going to share with you is a doctor, a medical doctor, a neurosurgeon, okay? Pretty sharp person. It's a gal. She's in her mid-50s. We don't need to explain how she died, but she died, okay? And she was dead for 45 minutes. Now, it's typically you don't come back from that, right? Well, she was dead, and she her life was restored again. And fortunate for her, she was able to share the experience of this missing time. She saw everything. She said, you know, I'll never be afraid of death again. Because it's such a natural thing. It's like walking through a door. You don't die. Death is a wrong word. You're just reborn into another reality. What happens is your innate self-conscious, your innate conscious actually is who you really are. You're living in this avatar human body, which is very limited. And when you leave that limitation, you go back to who you are, which is amazing. We get to interface now with the rest of that missing reality, that 95%. And we get to see all those things. He says, I can, you know, in our current reality, we can look at a flower, look at how pretty it is and how beautiful it is. We can see it or sense its fragrance and smell that. And it's a kind of cool experience. But our innate intelligent form, we become one with the flower. We know everything about it. He says, there are not human words to describe the experience of what is like when you go back to your innate intelligence, your spiritual essence, and experiencing all of reality. It's that we are so limited here. He says, I am so excited about what I learned on the other side and coming forth. And so when we see people departed, we know we have a sadness from our end, because we know we can't see them anymore. But understand, when you study quantum physics, time is irrelevant. We only sense time in this earthly plane. Past, present, and future, all is rolled into one. It's like we could have a departed one 20 years, and it's like, you know, it's only been minutes. And so when we join them, it's like, oh, okay, there was no time lapse. It was all present, always together. So our reality here is different, and sometimes I start realizing, what is the purpose of all this? And I've come to the conclusion the reason why we are here is in this setting, in this limited avatar human setting, we get to experience something we otherwise would not. Know what it is? It's polarity. It's good and evil. We got a lot of that here. We have a lot of good, and we have a lot of evil. And we all have to experience that to help ourselves mature in having that experience. Now, let's get to the real thing about limping arc now, and why this is so important. Because most of the people who come and experience and kick the tires with limping arc, they're there because they've tried everything else. I have these conversations all the time throughout the week with people around the world. It's just like, I can't believe this can work. But yet they use it and they realize, oh my gosh, how is this possible? The stories that they share with me are amazing, okay? Just like the dog stories and the cats and horses and pigs and, you know, and humans. But at the end of the day, that is only a portion of the magic that's associated with limbic arc. The new version that is coming forth the end of this month even amazes me. I mean, I sat down. Let me give you a vision of a conversation I had with Dr. Cook many months ago, moving in this direction, knowing that he had the capabilities of doing this, and having him prioritize developing this so that we will soon have this in the future. Well, that future is coming at the end of the month. And I want to share with you my original vision of this in conversations I have with Dr. Cook. And now Dr. Cook's taken that and enhanced it significantly more than I could ever imagine. I mean, he took it to a whole new level. But my initial version of this was, because I know the science now shows that every illness and disease can be traced to an imprinted negative emotion that we have caught in us, okay? It's stuck, okay? I know it's in the subconscious. Dr. Cook thinks it's somewhere else, but nevertheless, it's stuck in us, okay? And we need to find what that is and get rid of it. Now, Dr. Cook created, and how this all happened, he created a version of the technology that is called imponderables in homeopathy. Imponderables are things that can harm you, and your innate intelligence is engaged in identifying things that, because it knows everything. It knows in your current physical structure what's harming you. And this harm comes in the form of electromagnetics. It comes in the form of fungus and molds. Those are things that typically, you know, Western medicine doesn't address at all. And but this technology will let you know and prioritize and show you what things are harming you right now. And you have the ability to select those, just like you would select a botanical out of the health food store, turn it on, and it blocks it. Now, let me share with you in the studies of quantum physics how that works. Now, these are the dots that I connect, okay? I now know that Bruce Lipton connects the same dots. But at the end of the day, we create a new reality. Let's say that, and this has happened to me, so I'll speak from personal experience. So I do a voice scan. The voice scan says, Ron, you have a high ranking here, 95% rank, which is high. Anything in the 80 to 100% is high. You've got a 95% number here that says that you have 5G exposure. Now, 5G exposure, all electromagnetics are harmful. They harm the cell. They harm your immune system. 95% is a major harm, okay? And 5G is at the top of the list. So if I get that setting, it says I'm being exposed to 5G, maybe from my cell phone, maybe from the towers, maybe from Wi-Fi, who knows, but I have that exposure. Now, I could look around me in my physical environment and stop doing what I'm doing to avoid myself, or maybe live out in the country, I don't know, but that's a harder thing to do. But wouldn't it be cool just to just push a button and be able to stop it? Well, the technology can do that. It does the same with fungus. And by the way, in other studies, I found that doctors have claimed that 80% of all illness and disease can be traced to fungus and mold infestations. Well, we have the ability to identify that, let you know what it is, what percentage it is, and stop it in the same way. How does it stop it? Well, when you look at quantum physics says your intelligent instructions, it like a blueprint, sends the information to the quantum world. The quantum world says, okay, this is designed so there's 5G here. We don't want that. So it creates a new reality where 5G is not. So you just actually have a new reality comes your way where 5G is not in it. So it blocks it from that standpoint. I know that sounds strange. That's how it works. Okay. Same thing with these things that can harm you, like fungus and molds. It actually will provide you a new reality where they can't be a part of it. And it all comes from our intelligent input and how we emote. Now, the reason why we're called Olympic Arc. Limbic arc is the limbic system. It's the gatekeeper between conscious and subconscious mind. Conscious mind, it's like a little computer, okay? The subconscious is a gigantic computer, okay? Your conscious mind would be like your cell phone computer, a little small thing, and your subconscious would be like the size of a house. That's how different it is, how big it is. Your subconscious knows everything. Your unbelievable beings is attached to your spirit essence, and that's who you really are. Now, so getting back with Dr. Cook and what he's created here, I asked Dr. Cook, I says, look, why can't we set up a program where we identify, list all the emotions, since we know that emotions may have a major impact on our well-being, our health, and our reality. Let's identify those. Let our subconscious identify it through the voice scan. When we do that, it's going to identify the things that are imprinted, and it gives us a ranking so we know it's there, and we turn it on, and basically we create a new reality so it's not there anymore. How wonderful would that be? It could change our lives. It could change the programming blueprint we send to the quantum field to provide us ongoing health. And by the way, the reason why we have illness and disease is because negative emotions trapped in our subconscious, not resolved over an extended period of time, always manifest in a disease. Okay, that's basically what the science is showing. And so having said that, why don't we do this, Dr. Cook, identify this, turn it on, we can find out what it is, and resolve it. And so he listened, And now I got a sneak preview of what he's about ready to release. It is so comprehensive. It's so much more than what I just shared with you. What I shared with you, the Cliff Notes version, what he's developed is absolutely amazing tool that I believe is going, for the first time, we may, for the first time, find out this baggage that we have in us, this emotional energy that's negative, that's imprinted in us, that's causing us all this harm. We all have it, and it comes from, well, I've traced five different places where we can inherit it, where we can receive it. Only one of them that we would know about, and the rest of them are unknown, okay? But it doesn't matter. That's not important. What's important is that if we have it, and if it's there, we need to identify it, and we need to neutralize it. Now, Dr. Cook came up with a new program, and I'm glad he put his name on it because he should. You know, we have things in the library called Bach Flower Remedies. Bach Flower Remedies are flower essences, if you will, that Dr. Bach did, you know, 100 plus years ago, that had emotional release capabilities. And he put his name on it. Well, this is like this in steroids. Dr. Cook calls it CERT, CERT, Cook's Emotional Release Technology. And the word that's the most important in that CERT is release. Identifying and releasing negative stuck emotions that live in our fields, in our subconscious fields, organs, doesn't matter. It's there and it's causing us harm. It's connected to our innate intelligence, sending instructions to the quantum field, creating realities that are not in our best interest. And over time, always manifest in an illness and disease. That is the key of what we're trying to accomplish here. The key, I mean, this is so far beyond anything that you can take as far as nutritional products, imponderable things that block energies or fungus or molds or electromagnetics. These are emotions. Emotions are the missing link on everything. And this is something I've realized for a long time. I even look at back in the time, in biblically, when Jesus did some of the things he did, he said, you know, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. I think he was trying to demonstrate the fact you have to have faith. Faith is a component here, and the more faith you have in strong emotions, the more effective it is, okay? Well, this takes out all the guesswork because what it does, it allows our innate intelligence to identify the emotions, release those emotions. By the way, this isn't a 7 to 14-day experience. It's within 24 hours. This is amazing to be able to release this. And now, for the first time, be able to replace it with something good. Why couldn't we replace, for example, fear, okay, with love? Okay, wouldn't that be something really cool? So in any event, and he traces this all down in the technology, and I have all the details, and we don't have time to go through this. Like, for example, fear, it shows you the meridians it goes through, what it blocks, what it does, how to relate. I mean, it's amazing. We will know exactly when this happens to you. You know exactly where it's stuck, how it got there, and how it's being released. What got us, by the end of the day, here's what it is. We have a tool now coming forth in the month. Well, that may change our lives, change our realities individually, and collectively, if enough of us do this, we change the reality of all humanity. So how much time have I taken there? I've been losing track of time here.
Ron, I could probably listen to you all day long and more. You have really, I'll tell you just from my own personal experience. I mean, I know I've learned all about the Bach flowers. I know all about the emotion. Well, I don't know all, but I've also delved into the area of how emotions really do cause a lot of the issues and the problems. It eventually will work out. I mean, it eventually will, present itself in some sort of a physical ailment, yeah, or whatever. So I understand that. And a lot of the people that are listening to our calls, of course, understand how the subconscious, you know, you've got to be able to move into the subconscious and able to finally begin to release, yep, whatever is holding you back, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So everything you've said so far, we absolutely love you for all of this. We have to talk more about hypnotherapy and this new, I guess my question, technology that you, Dr. Cook are coming together on. And, you know, the end of the month is almost here, but it's we wish it was the end of the month already so we can go ahead and get on the limbic arc system and, you know, where it's working with the emotions. So congratulations. I really think this is a huge awakening, positive way of how we can really deal with all the fears that's out there, all the atrocities that are out there. You know, we're talking, you know, these vax, everything that is happening right now, which is just so horrendous. And now you guys are putting together this amazing technology on top of what it already does for the body. And I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. More than just enough thank you. We want to just give you bear hugs to say thank you for bringing this out to the world. So thank you for all of what you've been talking about already. So to start with, if people really want to get an idea of about this new technology that you have, which you call CERT, which is short for Cook's, I like that, Cook's Emotional Release Technology. How do we get a chance to get to know about it more before the end of the month?
There's nothing written up on it. I'm just giving you my you're getting a sneak preview from me in conversation with Dr. Cook and some presentations, okay? There will be videos coming out. There will be training programs how to use it. It's very elaborate. It's like a whole new system. It's like everything we have in Limbic Arc right now that does the botanicals and the imponderables. It's like that on steroids. And it's a separate system by itself that just affects emotions.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. If it's a separate scan that we have, that we would
it
utilize
is, but you'll
versus
be able
the
to access it through, yeah, you access it through Limbic Arc just like you normally do, and it'll be still like the voice scan activated because our voice, you know, the voice scan, what's it really happening? It's actually using that interfaces with our innate intelligence to help our innate intelligence select what it, because it knows exactly what we need, and it knows what's trapped in us.
Correct.
We've been doing this through its botanicals and all that kind of stuff, but now, for the first time, we're going to have it in emotions. And emotions are the key to everything.
Yes. Well, we are. We're all emotional beings. Yeah, so it's absolutely perfect that you have come to this in terms of a technology that can really help our world. Humanity. So at this time, this is absolutely amazing. This is never an accident in terms of this is now coming out at this time when we really, really need it now, need it most. So thank you so much for all that.
I believe,
Ron,
you know, with everything I've done, I've been studying this for 40 years. This is the most significant thing that's been delivered to humanity that they don't know about yet that will make the biggest impact in our way of life individually and collectively as humanity.
Yeah, I completely agree, because I've learned about how you can impact that through certain healings, emotional healings to get you to this, but this is phenomenal. So I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. So anyways, I think for right now, if people really want to get to understand a little bit more about Limbic Arc, you guys can go to our website. Our website is, you can go to www.quantum.com. J for Jane, B for Billy, .limbicarc.com. Again, it's www.quantumjb.limbicarc.com to understand the technology and help you to understand the quantum physics of this particular technology of bringing great nutrients right into your bodies. And remember, our bodies, it's all about frequency, and all of you get that. So before I let you go, Ron, do you have like maybe 10 minutes or so? I'd love to be able to just open up a couple of lines and see if people might have a couple of questions for you. But is there anything else you wanted to say before I open up the lines? I just want to,
just understand that everything in our reality appears to be physical, but it's all energy.
Correct.
Okay, and that's what we're communicating.
Exactly.
With. Everything is energy here. And that's why this works so well.
Yes, exactly. And they get it. They get it. And they're getting it more and more. And so this is you've just made my super day here. Thank you so much for that, Ron. Okay, let's go ahead and open up the lines now. If you have a question, real quick, for Rod. One question a person. Someone that there's up already. So let me go ahead and go here and see if this call, this question is for Ron. So for those of you that are online, if you have a question for Ron, go ahead and press your button. I'm going to go ahead and open up 843 ending in 8176 and see if this call, if you have a question for Ron. Hello?
Hi, Jane and Rod. Nice to meet you,
yeah.
Rod.
Hi.
I was just letting you try to relate to everything you talked about on the call. It's a wonderful call. And, well, the only thing I can think of, I woke up this morning and I had a stopped up nose and all that good stuff. But, you know, I've had allergies. I've had a touch of asthma. Had it real bad when I was young. And, of course, I'm getting up a little bit now in years. And anyway, what can you do on just, you know, common issues that you have all the time,
well,
and stuff like that?
You know, I think I get these kind of questions all the time. And the best answer I can give was one yesterday. I was on a Zoom meeting with a gal. She's in Alabama, okay? She's my age. She, in her life, and my wife has had this, in her life, my wife doesn't have it anymore, but when she was younger, she would get these really bad migraines to where they're debilitating, okay? And they'd only happen like once a year, okay? But when they happen, there's all these signs that happen right before it happens. Well, this gal apparently has this, suffers from the same thing. And she shared yesterday that she had one of those coming on. She hadn't had one for a year or so. And she said, oh, my gosh, at the worst time she was doing something, and, you know, she couldn't believe it. She quickly reached in her phone. She went into Olympic Arc, and she did what is called a new voice scan. Now, the voice scan is engaging your subconscious to help select from the library, is there anything here that can help me resolve this? Okay, that's basically what's going on there. So she quickly did that because she saw the signs coming on, and she did that, and she said, Ron, in 5 minutes, it was totally gone. He said, this has never happened to me before. And I said, it was such an amazing thing to have a tool available to me that could help me stop something that I knew I was going to be in some major misery for the next several hours. Okay. And so she shared that, and I'm thinking, that is a cool story. And what a great application for Olympic Arc because you're engaging. You are having a communication with your innate intelligence. Say, hey, please help me here. I've got this situation going on. Can provide me something in this library that may help me energetically. And you turn that on and bingo, it creates a new reality for you, creates a new field without that problem associated with it. And that's how it really works.
Okay. Yes. You said that during the call, the same thing. So you have a phone
okay.
number that we can add to, any charge or anything like that? You know,
You just have to go ahead and go through Jane through the
sure,
website,
right.
And you sign up that way, and that's how you use it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to everybody, go ahead to the website. If you have any other questions, you know, please do give me a call or please text me. That would be a lot easier. Again, you can text me at 719-428-9746. 719-428-9746 after you've looked at the website, or you could text Billy, and her number is 775-233-3925. So texting would be very, very preferable because we get a ton of calls, and you know about the emails as well. So please just be a little bit patient, and I will tell you that I will talk to Ron and see if he can come back, like maybe in a couple of weeks or so. So for those of you that have already tried it, maybe a little testimony, but maybe more again in regards to the emotional technology that's coming out. So let's go ahead to our next question. Questionnaire, thank you so much for your question. We're going to go ahead and let you go. Our next question now is coming from 970 ending in 1197. You're on the air with Ron. Hello.
Hi, Jane and Ron. This is Barbara in Colorado, and oh, my God, this is amazing. I have a question for you. My sister is in she's dying. She's on hospice. She's in a care facility. I know from the way she was always wired, she was always in fear and lots of emotion. She went through all kinds of things, Crohn's disease, severe back surgeries, and now she has early onset dementia. And I know it has an emotional component to it. Would this possibly, the CERT, be helpful?
Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to use the technology. However, in the research I've done, the connections between every single, in fact, every one of those illness and disease you mentioned has an emotional component that's imprinted in the body. In fact, it goes into so much detail, it shows you which emotion causes which disease. It's amazing how this has been put together. But yes, I'm pretty sure that, you know, at least even in that stage, you could have something released. If she can talk and we can record that, we may be able to release that illness, and who knows what can happen.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to definitely want to pursue this.
Yeah. Okay. I think one of the other things that people really have to understand when Ron says if you could speak, but you also have to be able to navigate on a computer or on your phone to press the ones that or whatever your body needs to be able to help you. So is she able
there is a way to do a proxy. For example, if you have someone still cannot do that, you can actually say I'm Mary Smith and I'm doing this for John Doe. Okay, you say I'm Mary Smith and I'm acting as proxy for John Doe in the kinetic couch.
Okay.
And you can do that in the quantum world, and your innate intelligence knows exactly what's going on there, and it will complete the transaction.
Oh.
I would do that. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
This is extraordinary.
Okay.
Extraordinary.
Yes.
Thank you.
So by the way, this is how they do it with dogs. The dog will bark. They'll capture their recording when they do the voice scan, have the barking dog. And then when they do the kinetic touch, they'll say, I'm doing this. I'm proxy for my dog Bowser. Okay. And it works every time.
Okay.
Amazing.
When you talk about the
When
you talk about the kinetic touch, Ron, could you explain that to people?
Yeah, right after you do the voice scan, it'll say that it's complete, and then it comes up with a little flower-looking thing. And by the way, with this technology, the new thing coming out at the end of the month, it shows you every little detail in that flower. It's unique. It's your unique energy fingerprint of who you are, what's happening right at that time. And there's a lot of intelligence that shows you everything that's going on there. But it's going to ask you to click on that flower. It moves each time. That's called the kinetic touch. Before you do that, if you're doing it for another person or an animal, you just basically say, hi, I'm Ron Spence. I'm acting as proxy for James Stevens, and bingo, there it is. And then Jane gets the benefit of it.
Okay, you do that each time, five times.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, okay.
Everybody. Just one time, and then you click on the kinetic text five times.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barbara. Very good. Good question.
Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Last question is coming in from 520 ending in 1834. 1834. Question? 1834. Okay. We'll let you go. And then I'm going to just try one more person here. And let me see if this person had a question for you. 206 ending in 1047.
Hi.
Hello,
this is Mary in Oregon. Hello.
Hi, Mary, did you have a question? Yes. Do you have a question for Ron?
I do. Can you tell us about cost?
What the cost is?
Oh, yeah.
It's $1 million. it should be worth it.
Exactly.
It's $100. It's $100 a month service that you can use as much. It's like buying your own health food store for $100 a month.
And by the way, when
you add new family members or pets, it's only $10.
Right, $10 for them that you would pay for them,
yep.
Or they could pay you back if they want to become a part of your family or friends. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Okay,
it's really,
thank you.
It's so wonderful. It's amazing. You know, this is nominal in terms of what these booths are. Absolutely incredible. All right.
Yeah,
when
it provides you a boost with a formula with 20, 30, 40 ingredients, if you went out and bought that, it costs you thousands of dollars, and you're getting it for $100.
Right.
And the people that you're using it on, the family members, for $10, it's the best bargain on the globe.
Okay.
And then can you just say one more time the exact what we ask for when we go to the website, like to make sure we get the right tool, the right...
Well, you just sign up for the service. You get everything when you sign up.
Okay,
right. And so that
will get we could have a training session, too, to help people how to get the most knowledge out of it. But there are tutorials on there, the videos you can watch. There's everything that will show you how to navigate it.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
We'll have Juan on our call again, like real soon. So we'll talk more about that. Okay, very good.
Okay,
good
thank
question.
You.
All right. Okay. And let me see. I think we went and did that person already. Okay, Ron. Well, I know that you're talking Zora's language, especially when we're talking about that you have to have the strong emotion of just knowing, the emotion that you believe. It doesn't matter what is given to you, whether it's not, if it's steroids or if it's placebo. You know, if you really truly believe that this is what's going to work for you, guess what? It will definitely be happening for you.
Yeah,
so
the limbic arc system is the limbic arc system is a tool to help you be more effective in doing that. Not everybody has that natural skill, but the limbic arc, it's training wheels. It allows you to accomplish what you really want to do from an emotional standpoint and commitment and belief.
Right.
It takes it ramps it to a whole new level, so it works for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that is, you're talking our language, Ron. We so very, very much appreciate you for today's call, and we would love to be able to talk with you more soon, real soon. So with that, everyone, let's say good day and have a super wonderful day, Ron. That was a huge blessing for everyone today. We're very, very grateful for what you're doing. Thank
you,
and Dr.
Appreciate you guys inviting me, and you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. Say hello to Dr. Vaughn for us. All right.
You
take care.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Be
all
fine.
Right. Bye-bye. Boy, that was super, super amazing. I wasn't expecting all of that. That was really, really great presentation coming from Ron Spence. And so, again, our website for getting to understand what limbic arc is all about, getting yourself already into this. I mean, we have got all of these high-frequency products that are out there now, whether it's nutrients, whether it's devices, and now we've got the limbic arc again coming forth with the technology where you can actually utilize getting the information coming in from your subconscious in terms of what is the underlying issue that's presenting for you or for someone else to go ahead and identify it and neutralize it. And especially when we're talking about fears, we're talking about all kinds of vaccine side effects, et cetera, besides all of our commands, et cetera. I mean, we have got amazing, amazing tools in our back pockets now. Okay, so let's go ahead and move forward with our next bit of information. So I'm going to be bringing Zora in about 5 minutes, everyone. So just hang in there. I'm going to go ahead right now. Hold on a second. I've got to get rid of that. I have some information, again, that I would like to be able to share with all of you. There is information as of for today. We're talking about, remember, I had talked about Juan O'Sullivan, who is one of our Q representatives as far as bringing forth information. So this is from today. This is the information that we have coming from today, from Restore Republic. A lot of you already do get this or look this up. So if you don't get it from somebody else, you can just go to restoredrepublic.com. This is with Judy Byington. And this is her update as of October the 9th today. Okay. So Michael Flynn, and we know that Michael Flynn warns of the two separate governments that America has. Civilization will never be the same after the Great Fall. This is the Great Fall that we're in, which is what we call Red October. You can call it the storm. The Great Awakening, the world is connected, and buckle up, buttercups, he says. Red October, red markets, red infrastructure, red elections, red zone energy, red chaos, rain, pain, rain. No pain, no gain. And Billy and I were talking about this yesterday. Okay, so the scary event, global food, goods, gas crisis. In the manufacturing lines, they have rows and rows and rows of goods that are sitting there waiting for any one tiny component. That is exactly what's happening in America right now. Our inventories are backing up, waiting for stuff that's backed up, sitting on boats, and there are tons and tons of boats globally. In the United States, on both sides of the oceans, and even in the Great Lakes, etc. Let's see. Both at sea, waiting to unload cargo. Companies here that are trying to ship stuff around the world. The trailers aren't available. Not enough drivers. If they do have drivers, they haven't got an empty container. If they do have any empty container, they can't get to dock, and they don't have any room at the dock to put it on to wait because the boat hasn't unloaded yet to be open to load other goods on. That is going to have significant impact on the market that isn't going to resolve itself quickly. The microchip shortage is more than you could fathom. Car companies, phone companies, computers, smart TVs, smart appliances, government weapons systems, and other productions were all coming to a cargo ships across the world are halting. Millions of companies are canceling orders because of chip shortages. They could not finish production, and they had to cancel the next project that cease production. Layoffs have begun. Mandates in other countries were losing workers, drivers, delivery. The cargo ships were backed up, warehouses shortage full. And we understand, even America, that the unemployment rates are astronomical. There are no workers. We are looking, all kinds of businesses are looking for and wanting to hire people. Europe's energy crisis due to EU climate change actions. Hungarian PM Viktor Orban has blamed the EU action to combat climate change for the surge in energy prices and stated Poland, Czechia, and Hungary would present a united front at this next bloc summit. Orban told state radio on Friday that bureaucrats in Brussels are countering climate change by continuously raising the price of energy from coal and gas, leading to a spike in household energy bills across Europe. Now, events leading up to this big event. On October 1st, the U.S. Republic was restored, concept of the original Constitution. Now, as part of the global currency reset, a bankrupt cabal no longer had control over U.S. October 1st. October 7th, trust account holders would have access to working capital. October the 15th, coming up, the general public would begin exchanging at the new international rates. We're talking global. This could not happen unless the global currency reset had been announced. So this is after October. This is general public would begin international rates, and that's October 15th. At the same time, on October 15th, implementation of Nasara. We're talking Nasara Gasara, was expected to be announced, which included no more Federal Reserve, no more IRS, the U.S. function on a fiat tax system leveled on new items only, not on food or medicine. Scary event, global financial crisis. The Evergrande news, Evergrande woes spread to China, 12 trillion local market, October 8th, after months of resilience in the face of concern over China, Evergrande Group, the country's 12 trillion domestic credit market has begun to show signs of strain. Australia, troubled company Evergrande in more turmoil. And then it goes on to also say that in regards to the ZIM redemption and the currency, the following was, in my opinion, and only and could easily change by your appointment time. Official instructions would come with publication of the secured website, so not to worry. In order to redeem the bonds, or which is our ZIM, or exchange foreign currencies at the higher rates, you must go to a redemption center within the days allotted for such, and we already know that as well. Notifications to set appointments at the redemption centers would come out by way of letters, into email, or through the secured website, through the Starlink. The secured website link would be published on various Dinar websites as well as Restored Republic. And again, to access the appointments, go to the secured website, et cetera, and you would be given an 800 number to call to set your appointments and exchange appointments. Okay, currency rates. No one has knowledge of the currency exchange rates for T4B, as they would be set just prior to notification. So that's what we're waiting for. So we don't know what the ZIM rates are. The UST listed the ZIM at 1-to-1 for countries other than you. Well, we won't go there. So what the only thing I want to tell you in regards to our exchange is that please wait until I hear directly from Shelton as far as the notifications and the rates that are then locked down in order for us to be able to move forward from there. And he would notify me when that is going to be happening. Just know that everything is absolutely in place for all of us and for all of this to absolutely work out for the light. And as you all know also, that we are the light. We are the love. And the more and the stronger that we are in our vibrational frequencies, we are winning individually as well, and as we are merging in frequency and vibrations with our galactic families, etc. Okay, so that's what we have right now. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zora so that we can move forward with our call for the rest of the day. And again, just so people understand, this is not an ordinary call. This is not about, okay, I just have a question about, you know, where I'm from. I have a question individually. This question, the Q&A for today is all about sharing what some of the challenges you've had, what have you done to be able to rectify, what have you done to be able to be at peace with it, and not necessarily that you had that you've resolved it. So Let's go ahead and bring Zora and see what news he has first before we begin with our show. So thanks, everyone, once again, and let's go forward with our call. Let me go ahead and open up Soraya's line. Hello? Zora?
Indeed.
Soraya. Hey, Zora, welcome. What did you think about our call so far?
Wonderful.
Yes. What did you think about Ron Spencer's new technology on healing with the emotion and getting into the emotional part of what's causing people's illnesses and understanding that the stronger your emotions know of knowing, you know, that you are completely healed, and he talked about that. Wasn't that amazing?
Indeed. And it can also do what is termed as to us dementia. It can also reverse what you call Down syndrome.
Really?
Yes, indeed. They are just scratching the surface of what it can accomplish.
Oh, that's amazing. And, of course, that probably also includes all of the side effects from all of these vaccines. What do you think about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So this is part of the transformation and evolution of mankind
because
now.
It is off-world technology.
Wow. How did that happen? That is amazing. Everything is coming out of, and thank you, whoever is sending all of that information.
Everything what is termed as neurological, all has to do with frequencies.
Right.
And once you have isolated the frequencies, then you can isolate the cause.
Okay, exactly. But what's cool about this is that you're actually also working with your subconscious.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Your subconscious is very powerful.
Right. It's 95% of what they call the junk DNA, but it's definitely relevant to our healing process. So,
yeah, to put it more simply, the subconscious mind is where you get in touch with your God self. Your God self or goddess self.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I agree. Okay. Going back to just some of the reports that I already just spoke about, Zora, about the Red October, of everything now that is coming into place in order for everything to change, to absolutely transform from evil to all of the magnificence of what is happening. So we've got all of, you know, so everything is looking like we are in the depths of this Red October, and we haven't seen the worst yet out there. Is that correct? The storm, or what we call...
That is good. Well, yes.
How would you... Yeah,
well,
so from your point...
Go ahead.
No. Yeah, no, go ahead, Zora, please.
Well, understand that every illness, every sickness, every disease all have a frequency. And when you do what is termed as input the frequency, say of cancer, when you have inputted that into the limbic arc, you can, by frequency alone, totally and completely eliminate the disease.
Wonderful.
Just by playing the frequency that has been isolated to it, or associated with it, you can totally reverse it.
Beautiful.
People will go into remission permanently. It will not have any
fantastic
reoccurrence whatsoever.
Okay, very good. All right. So if I can change the subject a little bit, we could talk more about but just regarding our present status worldwide, What are you seeing at play right now, and when do you see, and how are you going to see the changes occurring? Could you give us a little bit of your bird's eye view on what you are seeing happening now on a physical level, whether it's the cargo ships
due to the insistence of the governments wanting to vaccinate everyone, many people are ascending every minute.
Okay.
And so those people who have been vaccinated are all in line for ascension.
We're talking specifically the people that have had the two vaccines, right? Or are we talking about both vaccines?
The so-called COVID and the so-called variant.
So you're talking
both
about the variant as well? Okay, so those that have taken two of the vaccines and now the booster
are in line
as
for
well.
Ascension.
Okay. And what
are
do
in
you
line
see
for ascension.
Unite? Yeah, and what do you see in the foreseeable months, how many people will be ascending? If you see 1 minute for every minute there's another person that is ascending, how long do you think, how much of our population will be gone? Because that even in Admiral Byrd's diary, he already mentioned, the people in Hollow Earth, somebody mentioned that there was going to be a lot of people that are going to be that are not going to be here anymore.
That is correct. And
so at this point, how many are going to be gone, Sora? What do you
incountable.
See presently? I'm sorry?
Incountable.
Incalculable? So we're talking about millions of people, right?
Unincalculable.
Okay. Oh, wow. So we're talking beyond a million, beyond a few millions.
Of course.
Okay. So it's an astronomical number is really what you're trying to get at.
Indeed.
So, all right. Now, we also see that from Q's last message that 11/11/21 is going to be a very powerful, positive day. Do you see that to be true as well?
Yes, it will be.
Okay. So when we're talking about Red October in terms of what is now ensuing, we need to stay grounded, and we also need to be prepared for what is coming. So from your point of view, tell us, besides the ascensions of so many people, what else is coming that we need to be aware of? Lack of food, lack of electricity. We already have had, some of the social media.
Oh, there will be shortages, yes.
But that
is all because of the lockdowns and things of that nature, and of course the shutdown of what you call the transport industry.
Right. Right.
Both from shipping and also from what is called lack of what you call delivery vehicles on the road due to the shutdowns.
Well, I think, is their wake-up call. People, the general
it is
public,
indeed.
Their wake-up call is what we call the Red October. Understand that they can't get the food that they need. They can't get the information, shut down even in terms of internet. We've seen that happen already in various areas. So a lot of things that people have been so used to they are going to be deprived of. That is when people are going to finally say, hey, we've got to stop this absolute craziness and then bring total awakening to them, and then they have to move forward from there, right?
And that's when the people will finally rise up against the government and put a stop to it.
Okay, so in the meantime, for those of us that are awake, we do still need to be able to, when they talk about the 10 days of darkness, when everything is completely out, and then the only thing that's open is going to be the information coming from the military, from the Trump field, et cetera, that are in charge, that the truths are going to be able to come out, that is when they will definitely wake up for sure. So in the meantime, for all of us to know, is that we need to make sure that we do have adequate amount of food for at least a couple of weeks, right? Would you say anything more than that?
I would say rule of thumb is would be stock up on fresh food.
Okay.
On vegetables,
well,
on fruit.
Well, we
on
could always freeze
and
it.
Fruit.
Uh-huh. Okay. And
forget,
water.
Forget about the beef. Forget about the what you call the meat and things that are not good for your body anyway.
Right. Anyway, correct.
And just concentrate on buying living food.
Right.
Living food consists of vegetables and fruit.
And right.
And
but,
that's what you want to do. You want to go to the,
yeah.
which is called your farmers markets and stock up on your fresh living foods.
Okay.
Preferably,
besides
preferably
water.
Organic.
Okay, so
and
we
water
need that.
Too,
we
yes.
need, and water.
As
and
I have told, as
some...
I have told people from the time that I have come to give messages, the most important message I gave to them, which many of them heeded and are now quite self-sufficient, but there are many who did not heed, and they are in a bit of a bind. So I did emphasize to grow your own food. Grow your own vegetables. Grow your own fruit. But did a majority of them listen to me? No, they did not.
Well, I think they listened, but, you know, at this time, you know, people don't have the opportunity to be able to move so that they can do that, or they don't have the opportunity because of expenses that they can't do that right now. And that's the reason why we're waiting for the RV. And the RV will be coming
What was to stop them from growing their own food in their own backyard?
Well,
nothing.
All right.
There's no
let's
excuse
that.
For that.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So let's get back to that.
Everyone, except those who live in apartments in the city, most of them have gardens. So.
Okay. All right.
There was really no excuse for it.
Okay. So, Zora, before I open up the line, I was wondering if you could just kind of give us your take on what is happening now with the GCR, RVGCR, as well as the vaccines. Tell us where we are with all of those factions. Nasara Gasara, the RVGCR, and then also
all of it
in
is,
regards to
all of
the
it
vax.
Is in the, all of it is rolling out.
Okay, very good.
That's all I need to say. All of it is rolling out.
All right, I know. I know it's old hat for you, Zora.
And you need to change your attitudes.
Right.
As I have emphasized before, change your attitudes from lack to prosperity. The more you think of lack, the more you're going to be in lack. The more you think of in prosperity, the more prosperity comes to you.
Right.
It is directly associated with the way you think.
Right. And, of course, how you think is also based on the emotions. what you're thinking, mm-hmm. how you're feeling. Right.
Indeed.
And a lot of that also is still deep within into your in your subconscious. But we're going to get all of that rectified as soon as we can also not just only get started with the limbic arc, but also to continue also with moving forward and utilizing the limbic arc for emotions coming up like really, really soon. All right, Zora, I think what I'll do then is let's just go ahead and open up the lines now. So we're going to find out during this call, Zora, about where people are at emotionally and how they are surviving, how they are.
And let us have some testimonies, too.
And testimonies also would be really very good, too. Thank you so much, Zora. Okay, here we go.
Indeed.
Our.
Go ahead.
What's the matter with this computer here? Okay. All right. Our first caller is 314 ending in 2036.
Thank you, Jane. This is,
hello.
Jim P. from St.
Hey,
Louis.
Jim. Uh-huh.
How are you, Jane and Billy? Zora?
Indeed.
I'm
good.
Doing fine. I got rid of the high cholesterol medicine. I finished the bottle 30-day supply since I seen the doctor. I got rid of it, and I feel a lot better.
Good
so
very good.
The medicine from the doctors is temporary. It's not good. But anyway, I dreamed this morning. It woke me up, and it was not very good, but a lady was walking. Maybe you can explain this. I see it very distinctly. A lady was walking from the grocery store down a main thoroughfare, and she crossed the road, a pretty busy road, a real busy road, and crossed it, and there was a truck coming and it wiped her out, and it woke me up. It's really weird that I dreamt that, and I can see it and remember it. It's a bad dream, but it's crazy. Do you have any idea what that could be about or what Zora thinks about that?
Okay, before Zora says anything, that dream is significant for you to understand for yourself. So here you see, and remember that everyone and everything that's in your dreams are really a reflection of you. So let's just pretend that you are that woman and you're walking across that street and it's very, very busy. So what in your life has been super, super busy that you have been working with? And then all of a sudden you're going, and then all of a sudden that big truck kind of gives you, it's like a left surprise, and then all of a sudden you're gone. So it's significant in terms of how you can see yourself. What does that mean to you? If you were to take a look at that scenario, what has been happening to you that you have felt that?
Yeah. Yeah. It could be from the fast life I've had in my past of racing, you know, fast paced life, you know,
and then what?
Just always going fast. And
then
time,
what happened? Slow
down.
And then what happened? Right.
Well,
and then what happened? You got wiped. What happened in your life just now, very recently?
Yeah, I got
your life
stroke.
Stopped. You bet.
It's time to wake up and slow down.
Yes, exactly.
Very
it's
good.
Time to heal. You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you. You see, you answered your own question. Thank you, Zora, for saying that truth for him. Very good, Zora.
Yes, thank you,
Zora.
All
right.
Thank you all. Have
a
great day.
Thank you, Jan. Take good care. You too. 475 ending in 2374. Hello? 475 ending in 2374. You're on.
This is Nardam.
We can.
That is Nardam from Connecticut. Nardam from Connecticut.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a two-part question. The first part is, I was walking in the neighborhood. I feel like this certain cloud is following me. And the second part is, when people are sent, where do they go? third dimension, fourth dimension, or fifth dimension when they are sent, when you're talking about the people take the vaccine.
Go ahead, Zora.
Fifth dimension.
Exactly. Are we able to see them?
You mean right now?
When you pass through the fifth dimensional threshold, yes, you see them.
Of course.
All those who have ascended into a fifth dimensional existence.
Yeah, so here's another way of saying it. So what happens is, there's a lot of interference there. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got somebody who's sending EMF through my phone.
Okay, so could you put that on mute on your end so we can continue the conversation?
Yeah. Can you hear now?
Okay. Yeah. So just go back and re-listen to what Ron was saying as well. So when you move, it's really hard to talk because there's a lot of distraction.
Right now?
Okay, that's better. Okay. So a lot of people who have gone through near-death experiences have left this particular realm, the physical realm, and moved out of there and moved forth into the what people call the unknown, or have moved through the tunnel, per se, where everything is absolutely perfect and you know everything, etc. That is what happens. So that is full fifth dimension. So we will all do that, and in the physical, when it's time for ascension. So the people that, as the term death is actually an ascension. You've become who you truly are as the innate spirits of coming from the higher dimensions. Okay, I'm going to let you go because it's not really clear. So that's
so
all we can say right
other
now.
Question. What about the other question?
No, one question only. Yeah, one.
Okay.
We can't go there. We have just one question, okay? We'll do that again. All right, you're welcome. All right, for everyone, please make sure that you are not on a speakerphone. Please make sure that you are quiet, that things around you is quiet and not noisy. Otherwise, please do not come on the call. It's very distracting for people that are speaking as well as for our listeners. All right, our next caller now is 443 ending in 3632. One comment or one question, please. 3632.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Olga from Houston.
Okay, Olga. Olga, right? Okay. Your question, please. Or your comment.
Okay. Yes. This morning, I was thinking about asking Zora if he speaks many languages, because I was just remembering the fact that Admiral Byrd, when, you know, he was taken to the inner earth, it seemed like the beings spoke German language. So you can imagine how excited I felt to hear that Billy was going to share the story, or rather going to tell us about the diary the Admiral had kept. So I'm actually really, really excited, and I want to thank Zora and Billy, and of course you, Jane, for all that you've been sharing, because this has opened our eyes to a lot of things. So Zora, do you speak many languages, or are there the inhabitants or the beings?
I will tell you this. Yes. Whenever I speak at a gathering, if the peoples are there from other countries, when they hear me speak, when it hits their ears, it is in their own tongue.
Wow.
I can be speaking in English, and yet people who are present from other countries are hearing it in their own native tongue.
Excuse me, Zora, are you talking about now, or are you talking about now?
Now.
Wow.
When we would gather at one instance at Mount Shasta in the park, we were speaking to peoples, and there were people there from around the world that came to the celebration known as the Rainbow People. And there were people from all over the world, and they had their interpreters, and they came and they were listening to my conversation with an American representatives for the festival, and I was speaking to them. Yet there were others that were from around the world, and they were hearing my message in their own tongue. So they needed no interpreter to interpret what I was saying.
Okay.
Because they told their interpreters, I am hearing the message in my own tongue. I do not need an interpreter. So
thank you for your question.
So that is how I communicate my message, and people who live in Germany receive it in their own tongue. People who are in China receive it in their own tongue. And that is how it works.
Well, wow. Can I say something? Yeah. All right. Listen, I've got to let you go, dear. Okay. Thank you. No. Remember, it's only one question, everybody. One question per person. So the only other thing I want to say in regards to that, Zora, is that, you know, we've also had our Spanish-speaking people, like Gabby as well as Teresa, to interpret, you know, and we did that online. So even if even if it's in English, we still have that interpretation because they were not hearing you in Spanish. They were still listening and had to listen to Gabby or Teresa in order for them to be able to get your information. So it doesn't work for everyone. I guess it's really what I'm trying to say.
I did not say it did not. I just said that when I am in a big group.
Personally.
In a big group. Indeed.
Okay.
When I am out in the public, and there are people who are from other countries, they receive the message in their own tongue.
We understand. Okay. Thank you, Zora. Thank you for that. Thank you for that clarification. All right. 208 ending in 8394.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Jay.
It is different being out in live than being on the phone.
Indeed. Okay, thank you for that clarification, Zora. Hi there, Pawnee.
Hi. I just can't begin to tell you how grateful I am for you bringing your program to all of us, in the world. I feel very personally connected with you, but I mean everybody, we're all connected, but I feel very personally connected with you, and my testimony with the OmniMat is incredible. You know, what's really wonderful about it is you can take it with you wherever you go. It goes, it's like a suitcase. Yeah, and I know that, you know, people may not realize that, but you do need electricity.
Yeah, it's light.
And the Stargate, I love the Stargate. I can wear it all the time. And even if it, you know, it goes through its cycle, I still wear it because I feel the energy and the love.
And
all the products that you bring to us. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
I am taking most of them. And I just want everybody to know that the products that Jane and Billy advertise, they are wonderful products. They are there to help you get the best out of life. So thank you so much. And
right.
I don't have a question. I just want to let
you
guys know how
thank
much I love you. Okay.
We love you too. Thank you so much, Harpani. I just want to insert right now, Zareya and I had an opportunity to talk with Ron Heyer, who is the inventor of the OmniMat, as well as the iGuard watches and Stargates, et cetera, et cetera, and the bodysuit. One of the things that Ron had mentioned, he said he only sleeps like 3 hours a day, only. And I said, well, how do you do that? He said, I go on the mat at least 2 to 3 times a day. I also wear my, the Stargate necklace is what he has. And so does that all day long as well. That helps him to be really focused and really stay balanced in terms of what he does. So just an FYI for you. I also have Zareya. Hey, Patty, I'm going to let you go for a second. I'm going to turn back to Billy for a second. And Billy has information to let you know. Zora. We'll talk to Billy a little bit about her testimony in regards to the bodysuit because Ron and Catherine gifted a bodysuit to Zareya because Zareya has been having a lot of back pain issues for many years. And has kind of gone downhill in terms of activity. And she does have some things she'd like to share with you at the end of the call. So let's go forward from here first, and we'll go to our next caller, and that is 909 ending in 7336. 909 ending in 7336. Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi, Jane. Yeah, this is Gina from California. Yes, my question today. When the gathering happens, all of us will be taking off the planet. I would like to know what happened to the dogs and cats, all the animals and insects. I think they will also return to their home planet. I understand that there is a planet for dogs and a planet for cats and a planet for birds, perhaps, and what about all the insects? So what happens to all the animals?
Well, the animals would be taken from the earth as well. Well, the insects, you do not have to worry about them. They're fine. They will be able to cope with the return formation of the planet.
Okay.
So they will not be going anywhere, but the animals will be taken from the earth too, as well, and then after the gathering has taken place and the earth has reclaimed the surface of the earth, meaning all the cities that you now have will be completely flattened and reclaimed by Mother Nature.
Yes,
and,
we understand that part, but all the animals will be returning to their home planet?
Maybe, in some cases. In some cases, they'll be accompanying you wherever you're going.
They'll be going with the owners.
Going with their companions. So they're not considered pets, they're companions.
Right, there's
your
a lot of wild animals, like tigers,
what?
And there's a lot of wild animals
that.
Out there. Yeah.
Well, understand, all the animals that are taken from the earth, no matter what they are, they will have their, have their mindsets changed to the point where they will all be vegetarian. the Tigers, mm-hmm. the Bears, and what you call the Sharks and all this, they will all be, their thinking processes will be back to the pristine state they were once were, and they will have no desire for meat, for eating flesh. They will only have the desire for eating vegetables or none.
Which is really, really wonderful. But are they returning?
There will be no carnivorous
home
creatures.
Yeah. Okay, Sheena, one question only, dear. We got to let you go, okay? All right, because we've got a bunch of people, yes, we have to answer. Okay, catch you later, Gina. Thank you.
Okay, all right, thank
question. You. Okay, all righty, bye-bye. 206, ending in 1047. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and your one question or one comment or testimony. Thank you. 1047.
Hi, Jane. This is Mary in Oregon, and I already got my question answered earlier, so thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Next question is coming from 843, ending in 8176.
Goodness gracious. Did I have a hand up? Jay, this is Henry.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, Henry. Never mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see if this is also a repeat. I think we did... okay, let's see if this is a repeat. 970 ending in 1197. Hello? 1197. Hello?
Hello, Jane.
Yes, you are?
This is Barbara. I had talked before.
Thank you. Okay, Barbara. I've got to get myself back on track over here. All right. Okay, and then I think we need to go here. My goodness, I think I'm going to go 530 ending in 1834. Hello? Okay, we'll let that person go. 1834, last one. Okay, never mind. Next one is 845 ending in 4478. 4478.
Hey, thank you, Jane. This is Bob in Newburgh, New York.
Okay, Bob. Hello.
Hey, good. Zora, what significance? What significance is the banyan tree going to play in this ascension period?
Specifically, we're talking about there is a tree, Zora. It's called the banyan tree. That's what he's referring to. And what do you think, why are you bringing up the banyan tree, first of all, Bob?
The banyan tree has some sort of spirituality significance in, with Christ's return. And I was asking Zora, what significance is there in that, with the involving the banyan tree? It was supposed
none.
To come...
Understand... None. That the second coming of Jesus or Sananda, he's referring to the Christ consciousness upon the earth. That is the second coming, not what you term as a physical appearance of Christ.
No, well, he's still talking about.
It is the Christ consciousness,
right,
that is coming back to the earth.
Yeah. Is there any reference at all to the banyan tree, though, Zora?
No.
What do you see?
No.
Well, thank you, Zora. You answered the question.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, you bet. Okay, 901 ending in 0845. 0845, hello? Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. When I hear anything in the background, I'm going to turn you off. 252 ending in 6202.
Yes, hi. My name, hi, Jane. Hi, Jane. This is Elizabeth from North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm calling to give a victory report to y'all guys. I did take the heat and start, I did start a garden, but I didn't proceed with it. But I did plant some fruit trees, and they are doing terrific. And we did get an opportunity to get some food and put it aside, took heed to what y'all guys were saying, but not as much as I intend to. But also, just to give a victory report, I just come back from Mount Chestnut, and I had an experience on Mount Chestnut. Mount Chestnut with the porters. I didn't go in physically, but I went in spiritually, and I did get a healing from the healing waters that they had there. I did get a healing, and I just want to give a victory report of what experience I had there, and it was tremendous. And if anybody haven't been there, I advise everyone to take a trip to Mount Chestnut. It's awesome.
Very good.
I just want to share that. I just got home on the second, and I'm on my way back out to Sedonia. I thank God for this show this program. Because I learned a lot by listening to your program and Q and all of y'all guys. I put everything that y'all guys tell us to do, I put it to practice. I put it to work. I don't let it go in one ear and out the other. This program has been a great blessing to me and my family.
So you are a huge blessing to the world. Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
All right, thank you.
So happy.
Thank you, Jane. You're touching thousands around the world. Y'all touching thousands of people. So just keep on doing what y'all guys doing. Love y'all.
We love you too. Thank you. We love everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay. All right.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. So, Zora, maybe you want to touch a little bit on the Mount Shasta, and this is with Ted, as well as the waters of Mount Shasta. If for all of you that have never been there, you've got to make sure that you go there. It's so magical. Right, Sarah?
Indeed it is. Understand the waters that come from the city of Talos beneath Mount Shasta. By the way, the word Talos is, the meaning of it is connection to spirit. That's what Talos means. Understand that the waters that come from Talos are healing waters. They infuse what is called the waters in Hollow Earth, and they transport it to the city of Talos, and then Talos allows it to go to the surface. Once it has been processed, it is sent on to the surface to the headwaters of what you call the stream that empties out into the park. And those waters are healing waters. They can do what is termed as bring sight to blind peoples. They can heal all manner of illness and disease. And the water has no contaminants whatsoever. No toxins whatsoever. It is the purest water you can find.
Beautiful, Zara. Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Our next caller now is 732, ending in 3147. 3147.
Hi, it's JJ in New Jersey.
Hello, JJ.
Question is, you know, back in history in 1918 when they vaccinated for the Spanish flu, which killed 100 million people, will that be that many more with the COVID? Or why can't the med beds in the celestial chamber save these people?
understand that the off-world technology is what is going to be able to reverse the effects of the vaccine and things of that nature. Understand that the med beds, or what you term the celestial chambers, will be coming forth, of course, and they are coming forth, which will be coming forth after you have received your blessing with the what you call the RV, or the global currency reset. Then, of course, all of the peoples who have the knowledge, or had been given the knowledge to produce the celestial chamber or the med beds, as you term them, ones that will work, not what you call the fake ones, but there will be ones out there that will be working, and they will do exactly what they say they will do. That is the only technology that can reverse what you call the effects of the vaccine or the variant vaccine. That is, off-world technology is the only thing that can reverse those effects. But also understand that people are so caught up in the direction that they are getting from their governments, they are blinded to the truth, and many of them are waking up to that fact. But understand that if at all possible, avoid taking any vaccines at all.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. Okay.
People say,
right,
well, I must take the vaccine in order to work. Then work elsewhere. Work from home until this foolishness
right.
is over with. And
Thank
then
you,
go
Sarah.
Back to work.
Right. So as far as I asked you already, Zora, in regards to the vaccines and their side effects, and with the new technology coming from Limbic Arc, is that going to take care of it so we don't have to wait
That's
for our
going
galactic?
To help. It's going to help with it, yes. But it is not a cure-all.
It's not a cure-all. Right.
No. Only the off-world technology that coming from Astar Command and from the Galactics are the ones that will be able to reverse this entirely.
Okay. I also want to mention to people who work, like if you have your own business and you have people that have gotten the vaccines, one or two, or the variants or whatever, boosters, et cetera, you have to shield yourself, and you've got to keep your immune system high. And the way to be able to do that is do take some of the information given from Ted Marr. Also, go ahead. We are finding out now that a couple of the big pharmaceutical companies are now finally coming out with their own ivermectin products, because they're being pulled to the, because they need to be able to make money. They got to be the ones in control, right? So that's also coming out. Finally, they're saying that the ivermectin actually really works. So if you can, begin to utilize your own knowing in terms of what you can do to protect yourself energetically. So with all of the high-tech stuff that we have, make sure that you wear them, take them, et cetera, to protect yourself. Because you are going to be getting the transmission of those spike proteins, because it's coming out of their pores. It's coming out of their mouths. So please make sure that also you do not get infected by the ones that are vaccinated. Okay. All right. So let's go on to our next caller. We only have like 5 minutes left, guys. So one question only. Let's make it quick. 313 ending in 4595. 4595. Hello.
Yes, this is Jimmy from Detroit.
Oh, Jimmy.
Hello.
Oh, we're done,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay, sorry about that, Jimmy. All right, let you go. Thank you. All right, our next caller now is 941, ending in 2599. 2599?
Hi, Jane. This is Kathy from Florida. I just wanted to give a testimony on the iGuard. I've been using it about 4 weeks now. And so far, the results I have is that I sleep longer and deeper at night and wake up with energy that I wasn't having before. When I go to the grocery store, I used to use the riding cart. And because I have terrible gout in my knees, it causes pain and swelling of my knees and difficult to walk. Now I'm walking in the grocery store and pushing a cart. I've also been walking in the mall, and I don't have to stop and rest on the bench in the mall. I walked the whole quarter without resting. And this past week, I walked a whole mile around my where I live. So that's a huge improvement for me. And the blue color of my feet and toes has dissipated over the first 3 weeks.
Oh, absolutely amazing.
So I'm
very
grateful to you, Billy and
Kathy.
Dora, for bringing these products to us. My only question is, can I use this in conjunction with this other technology that you talked about today?
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, that'll just really enhance each other's, as far as the technology that it's bringing out to help to heal you. Amazing. Oh, let us know once you get on the limbic arc, especially with the one with the emotions that are coming up pretty soon. Let us know how both of those are working together. That would be fabulous testimony from you.
And I use this probably about 8 hours a day because I go to bed with it on at night, and during the night I'm using it about 6 hours. So I think that, people want to know what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I got a question for you. How is this? How can you sleep with it? Are you talking about the iGuard or are you talking about the necklace? Oh, you're talking about the iGuard.
The iGuard.
Okay.
I'm talking about the iGuard.
Oh,
how can I?
Nice.
I don't know. I fall asleep with it and the toes don't bother me. They don't wake me up or anything. I'm just so grateful that I'm getting some results.
Oh, great.
Okay, so that's my testimony. Thank you.
You could use your boost, Dora, to end our call right now. We're done.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. Great, glorious, wonderful healings that we are now in perfect peace and joy and harmony, and we know it, and we love you, Zora, Zoraya, all of our beloved galactic families, et cetera, Q as well. So thank you, guys. We'll have a call this week, midweek. I promise. I love you all. We love you all. And thank you. Have yourselves a great day. All right. Talk to everyone soon again.
Indeed.
Oh, also, please come into our newsletter. The promotions for iGuard is still the same. It's happening for another week. And the generators are also good for another 2 weeks. So, again, iGuard for another week, generator for another 2 weeks, $500 off. Okay. Bye.